Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that everyone is doing well on today. I have spent some time, you know, I have a teenage daughter. She is in the 11th grade. She's a junior. And this past weekend, spent some time at a college event. There was over 100 colleges there because we're looking at, you know, what she's going to do after high school. And I mean, there was a ton of colleges there, like Cal Poly Pomona, UC Santa Barbara, UCLA, UC Riverside, Chapman, Sonoma, Holy Name. I mean, tons, even out of the state universities, University of Florida, Delaware, Kansas, I mean, you name it, Missouri, Arkansas. And so we were looking at several things and figuring out, one, how she's going to pay for it, or how we're going to pay for it, and looking at what the requirements are to get in. And when I was thinking about that, I was also thinking about there are so many churches in the world to go to. There's so many options people can choose from, and just depends on what that particular church has that meets your needs. And I encourage everyone, if you don't have a church home, to find a church home. I attend the City of Faith Family Worship Center here in San Diego, and we welcome you there. But if you are in another city, another state, another part of the country or world, that I recommend that you find a church home. It is important to get involved in your church, and that's how you stay connected. It's tough on you when you get involved in a church, meaning where you attend the church and you don't get involved, because it's easy for you to slip out and slip away, you know, unawares, and nobody knows to check on you or what you're going through. And when you dwell together as brethren in Christ, you are strengthened by other believers, just being around them and fellowshipping. So I encourage you to do that. I also had something really funny happen to me this morning. We have a fish tank, and I was feeding the fish, and one of those little wiggly boogers jumped out of the fish tank, landed on the floor, wiggling around, and me and my daughter were home. My husband wasn't at home, and I am scared to death to touch the fish, and so is my daughter, and we're grabbing, and we're trying to get the fish, and it was a hilarious, but we were scared that the fish was going to die, because my daughter was like, "Mommy, get the fish! The fish is going to die! The fish is going to die!" And I'm like, "Oh my God, I can't let the fish die in front of her, because I'm going to tell you, if she wasn't home, I'm like, I don't know if I can pick up the fish." Well, anyway, I picked up the fish and put it back into the fish tank. And the fish is acclimating itself back into its environment and is swimming around with other fish. And that is just how we are as believers. When we jump out of the tank of fellowship with the other fish, we may be able to survive a little bit with no water, without the spirit dwelling, but we die inside without getting back into water, getting back into the spirit and fellowshipping with Christ and getting back in there and going at it with the other believers. We need each other is what I'm saying this morning. We need each other. We need to fellowship with one another. We need to hold hands in Christ, one encouraging the other when we're down. So do that. Okay, do that. Get involved in a local ministry and give. Give of your tithes according to the Bible. Give of your time. Give of your talent. Get involved. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on this morning. I pray that you continue to help us and bless us and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen. We trust you, Lord, with our life and with everything, Lord, because you knew us from the beginning. And you'll know us all the way to the last day. And we love you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been spending some time in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to go back over to the book of John in chapter 6 now. But we're still going to kind of segue our way around the Bible and tie it all in. It says line upon line and precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. And that's what you do with the Bible when you're studying. You tie these scriptures all together. There are very few standalone scriptures. There's scriptures that tie together so you can get a full understanding of what God is saying. So we're going to look at John chapter 6, and we're going to reread verse 35. It says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not." He's talking to the Jews. He's saying, you've seen me already. You've seen the miracles. You've seen what I've done. You've seen the healing, and you still don't believe. Verse 37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that shall come to me, I will in no wise cast out." He said, I will certainly not cast you out. And so he's saying to us, you come to me, you come to Christ, he certainly will not cast you out. Let's quickly go over to John chapter 10. John chapter 10 give us a comforting scripture. There's a couple of scriptures there. We're going to read verse 28 and 29. It says, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand," means snatch them out of my hand. "My Father, which gave me them, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck or snatch them out of my Father's hand." And so when we are in Christ, God, Jesus is holding us, and nothing and no one can take us away, can snatch us away. And that is comforting. It's comforting because when we look at ourselves, we feel like, man, I don't measure up. I'm doing this wrong. I can't get this right. You know, man, I keep jacking this situation up. I keep having to go to the Lord again about the same thing. But you know what? That's part of this journey, and that's part of life. It's not excuses. Doesn't mean we don't strive for perfection, meaning maturity in Christ. We don't strive to be mature saints, you know, putting away childish things. Paul said, when I became a man, I put away childish things. We should be putting away childish things, knowing the things that are not fruitful to us. But Jesus is saying, nobody's able to snatch you out. You come to me, and I will not turn you away. I will not reject you. And when you come to me, and we are in fellowship together, nobody is able to pluck you out of my hand. And that is comforting. Let's go back to John 6, and it says in verse 38, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I shall lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." When it is all said and done, whether you are dead in Christ, you died in Christ, or you are alive at the rapture, he's going to bring you with him at that last day. I'm going to conclude there. We're going to continue in the book of John, and we're going to go around a little bit in 2 Peter and 1 John on tomorrow. Please join me on the Word of Me. May God bless you tremendously on today. In Jesus' name, amen.